Hello and welcome to Women's Magazine. This is Global Val here at MutinyRadio.fm here in San Francisco. Thank you for joining me on this Friday. It's Friday, March 20th, and it is the first day of spring. It is a solar eclipse today. It's a new moon, vernal equinox. Stuff's happening in our universe, so I hope that it's all finding you well and inspired. And again, throughout the month of March, we're having the human heartbeat on Women's Magazine, on Mutiny Radio. It's from a group called We Are Movement. And so, let's jump right into it. Listening to a heartbeat, swimming in its rhythm, is an experience first shared by every person on Earth. We Are Movement's current project is Public Radio, Public Space, a heartbeat soundscape. A resting heartbeat varies its rhythm. This physiological phenomenon of this variation in the time between beats is called heart rate variability. The time between beats can range from less than 0.5 seconds to more than 2 seconds. The potential sequence of each of our heartbeats is thus infinite. The fabric of the potential sequences of all our heartbeats is mind-boggling. Yet, our heartbeats sync when we speak, sing, dance, and move together. This embodied public space was brought to you by Women's Magazine, Mutiny Radio, and We Are Movement. To find out more, visit wearemovement.org. Thank you for listening to Women's Magazine. This is Global Val, and the heartbeat is courtesy of Katie Fox, the founder of WeAreMovement.org, coming in every Friday this March of Women's Month and embodying the public space. So really, check it out, WeAreMovement.org, public radio, public space, a heartbeat soundscape. And then followed by some music by Katie Garibaldi singing Follow Your Heart. Of course. And so I want to say thank you for tuning in to this episode of Women's Magazine. And it is Women's History Month, Herstory Month. And so I wanted to read you a little something from the National Organization for Women. And this is actually out of a book called The Radical Reader, which is a great source book, original sources of declarations and groups throughout and individuals throughout our country's history here. And so this is what I'm going to read for you is from chapter 8, which is called Modern Feminism. And if I can find the page here, I'll be reading to you the National Organization for Women Statement of Purpose, which was written in 1966. So here we go, folks. It's Women's Month. Celebrate! Going to page 421. 421, folks. Going beyond. Okay. We, men and women who hereby constitute ourselves as a national organization for women, believe that the time has come for a new movement toward true equality for all women in America, and toward a fully equal partnership of the sexes as part of the worldwide revolution of human rights now taking place within and beyond our national borders. The purpose of NOW is to take action to bring women into full participation in the mainstream of American society now, exercising all the privileges and responsibilities thereof in truly equal partnership with men. We believe the time has come to move beyond the abstract argument, discussion, and symposia over the status and special nature of women, which has raged in America in recent years. The time has come to confront with concrete action the conditions that now prevent women from enjoying the equality of opportunity and freedom of choice, which is their right as individual Americans and as human beings. The National Organization for Women, NOW, is dedicated to the proposition that women first and foremost are human beings who, like all other people in our society, must have the chance to develop their fullest human potential. We believe that women can achieve such equality only by accepting to the full challenges and responsibilities they share with all other people in our society as part of the decision-making mainstream of American political, economic, and social life. We organize to initiate or support action nationally or in any part of this nation by individuals or organizations to break through the silken curtain of prejudice and discrimination against women in government, industry, the professions, the churches, the political parties, the judiciary, the labor unions, in education, science, medicine, law, religion, and every other field of importance in American society. There is no civil rights movement to speak for women, as there has been for Negroes and other victims of discrimination. The National Organization for Women must therefore begin to speak. We believe that the power of American law and the protection guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution to the civil rights of all individuals must be effectively applied and enforced to isolate and remove patterns of sex discrimination, to ensure equality of opportunity in employment and education, and equality of civil and political rights and responsibilities on behalf of women, as well as for Negroes and other deprived groups. We realize that women's problems are linked to many broader questions of social justice. Their solution will require concerted action by many groups. Therefore, convinced that human rights for all are indivisible, we expect to give active support to the common cause of equal rights for all those who suffer discrimination and deprivation, and we call upon other organizations committed to such goals to support our efforts toward equality for women. We do not accept the token appointment of a few women to high-level positions in government and industry as a substitute for a serious continuing effort to recruit and advance women according to their individual abilities. To this end, we urge American government and industry to mobilize the same resources of ingenuity and command with which they have solved the problems of far greater difficulty than those now impeding the progress of women. We believe that this nation has a capacity at least as great as other nations to innovate new social institutions which will enable women to enjoy true equality of opportunity and responsibility in society without conflict with their responsibility as mothers and homemakers. In such innovations, America does not lead the Western world, but lags by decades behind many European countries. We do not accept the traditional assumption that a woman has to choose between marriage and motherhood on the one hand and serious participation in industry or the professions on the other. We question the present expectation that all normal women will retire from job or profession for 10 or 15 years to devote their full time to raising children, only to re-enter the job market at a relatively minor level. This in itself is a deterrent to the aspirations of women, to their acceptance into management or professional training courses, and to the very possibility of equality of opportunity or real choice for all but a few women. Above all, we reject the assumption that these problems are the unique responsibility of each individual woman, rather than a basic social dilemma which society must solve. True equality of opportunity and freedom of choice for women requires such practical and possible innovations as a nationwide network of child care centers, which will make it unnecessary for women to retire completely from society until their children are grown, and national programs to provide retraining for women who have chosen to care for their children full time. We believe that it is as essential for every girl to be educated to her full potential and human ability as it is for every boy. With the knowledge that such education is the key to effective participation in today's economy, and that, for a girl as for a boy, education can only be serious where there is expectation that it will be used in society. We believe that American educators are capable of devising means of imparting such expectations to girl students. Moreover, we consider the decline in the proportion of women receiving higher and professional education to be evidence of discrimination. This discrimination may take the form of quotas against the admission of women to colleges and professional schools, lack of encouragement by parents, counselors, and educators, denial of loans or fellowships, or the traditional arbitrary procedures in graduate and professional training geared in terms of men, which inadvertently discriminate against women. We believe that the same serious attention must be given to high school dropouts who are girls as to boys. We reject the current assumptions that a man must carry the sole burden of supporting himself, his wife, and family, and that a woman is automatically entitled to lifelong support by a man upon her marriage, or that marriage, home, and family are primarily woman's world and responsibility, hers to dominate, his to support. We believe that a true partnership between the sexes demands a different concept of marriage, an equitable sharing of the responsibilities of home and children, and of the economic burdens of their support. We believe the proper recognition should be given to the economic and social reexamination of laws and mores governing marriage and divorce, for we believe that the current state of, quote, half equality between the sexes discriminates against both men and women and is the cause of much unnecessary hostility between the sexes. We believe that women must now exercise their political rights and responsibilities as American citizens. They must refuse to be segregated in the basis of sex into separate and not equal ladies' auxiliaries in the political parties, and they must demand representation according to their numbers in the regularly constituted party committees at local, state, and national levels. And in the informal power structure, participating fully in the selection of candidates and political decision-making and running for office themselves. In the interests of the human dignity of women, we will protest and endeavor to change the false image of women now prevalent in the mass media and in the texts, ceremonies, laws, and practices of our major social institutions. Such images perpetuate contempt for women by society and by women for themselves. We are similarly opposed to all policies and practices in church, state, college, factory, or office, which, in the guise of protectiveness, not only deny opportunities, but also foster women in self-denigration, dependence, and evasion of responsibility, undermine their confidence in their own abilities, and foster contempt for women. Now will hold itself independent of any political party in order to mobilize the political power of all women and men intent on our goals. We will strive to ensure that no party, candidate, president, senator, governor, congressman, or any public official who betrays or ignores the principle of full equality between the sexes is elected or appointed to office. If it is necessary to mobilize the votes of men and women who believe in our cause in order to win for women the final right to be fully free and equal human beings, we so commit ourselves. We believe that women will do most to create a new image of women by acting now and by speaking out in behalf of their own equality, freedom, and human dignity, not in pleas for special privilege, nor in enmity toward men, who are also victims of the current half equality between the sexes, but in an active, self-respecting partnership with men. By doing so, women will develop confidence in their own ability to determine actively, in partnership with men, the conditions of their life, their choices, their future, and their society. And that was the statement of purpose from NOW, N-O-W, the National Organization for Women, that was published in 1966. And it was first adopted at the first national conference in Washington, D.C., and now is really the leading feminist organization in the United States, has over 550 chapters and an estimated 250,000 members. It relies on legislative lobbying, litigation, grassroots organizing, public demonstration to promote its agenda. And now, they don't even know it, but public radio. So thank you for listening to Women's Magazine. It is Women's Month in the United States, and I think we need to keep pushing this forward. And it's interesting to read from something from 1966 to show, you know, it's kind of telling of society at the time. And I think we can see how a lot of things have changed in regards to some of what they talked about. There seems to be more more equality between the responsibilities of the family, and but we still find those underlying themes to be of difference and lack of confidence and lack of support systems and the fact that the Congress of the United States is actively pushing forward bills against women and women's rights and women's access to health care services and birth control and you know, rights to decide what happens to themselves and their families. And so I just wanted to kind of bring their National Organization for Women into the limelight as they continue to do good work towards equality for everyone in this country. And also are continuing to push for the Equal Rights Amendment to the ERA to be ratified by the remainder of the states who did not ratify it back in the end of the early 70s, which would make the ERA would make women equal in the Constitution. If you didn't really know that, we weren't. It's only in the 14th Amendment, equal right to vote. Other than that, it's kind of vague. So anyhow, please keep checking in with National Organization for Women, NOW, NOW. It's always NOW. And the struggle continues. And the blossoming continues. And the changes continue to grow. And we continue to open ourselves to what is possible and put that forward and work together and make change happen. I'm Global Val. Thank you for listening to Women's Magazine today on MutinyRadio.fm. And thanks to everybody who's been downloading the shows. I looked at the numbers. I've been keeping track specifically for the past 12 months, so since last March. And apparently, you are listening. So thank you so much. Women's Magazine, in the past 12 months, Women's Magazine was downloaded 59,239 times. That's amazing. I don't know who you are, but I thank you. And to me, it's abstract. It's interesting to be here and make public radio and put it out there and know that people are listening. And so thank you. And you know, feel free to get in touch on Facebook. I'm at Women's Magazine with Global Val, and yeah, I'd love to hear from you. So thank you so much again. I think in the spirit of gratitude is really the way to come together and make progress. So stay tuned. It is Friday, March 20th, and we'll be coming up next with the Common Thread Collective as spring has sprung. Here's some more Katie Garibaldi. Thank you. Peace. And remember, just when your aspirations seem outrageous, that inspiration is contagious. Peace. And thank you.
This is like living while dreaming. Don't go away. My whole world is you. Hey, say you'll stay. This is like living while dreaming. Don't go away. My whole world is a ghost town where you're gone. One day is too.
A stand-up comedian. My name is Stephen.